Welcome to the Unconventional Ministry Podcast. I'm Dennis Weens, your host, the Senior Impact Catalyst at Sat7 USA. Each week, I invite a guest to share their unconventional and creative ministry approach. This week, we're learning about the Immersion 15 Mission Mentorship. Note that it's not an internship, it's a mentorship, and we'll learn all about it. If you know of a creative and innovative ministry model, please let me know, as I would like to have them on the podcast to explain their ministry innovation. The podcast sponsor is Sat7 USA, a Middle East and broadcast media ministry with a vision to see a growing church across the Middle East and North Africa. Check out sat7usa.org, that's S-A-T, number 7, USA.org, to learn how Sat7 is endeavoring to make the gospel available to everyone in the Middle East and North Africa. Would also encourage you to share this podcast, the Unconventional Ministry Podcast, on your social media and invite your friends to join and listen in to this exciting episode. My guest today is Steve Cochran, the Echo Ranch Bible Camp in Juneau, Alaska, sharing about their Immersion 15 Mission Mentorship, immersing young adults into the realities of camp ministry, church, and missions to shape their lives for ministry. So, Steve, welcome to the Unconventional Ministry Podcast.
Well, thank you, Dennis, and appreciate you having us on. And we're going to focus a little bit on Immersion 15. We're excited about it.
So it's great to have another TCK on that grew up in Africa. Also, for people that don't know the term TCK, Third Culture Kid, we're missionary kids, as they used to refer to us. And we've both worked together in West Africa in the country of Mali, so it's great to have you on. You and your wife, Becky, are now Echo Ranch Ministry Directors in Juneau, Alaska, with Avant Ministries. So let's start with explaining what is Avant, because our podcast listeners, for people in the Midwest, they maybe know Avant Ministries, but people listening around the world to this podcast, what is Avant Ministry and what is Echo Ranch Bible Camp?
Yeah, it's a good question, because there are some layers here and you can lose yourself in them. Avant Ministries is an evangelical non-denominational mission sending agency with a focus on church planting. And with a really rich history, too. It was very exciting to be a part of them. And they started back in 1892, pioneering work in North Africa and South America as well. Over 400 missionaries, 50 countries worldwide. So that's Avant Ministries. The reason that Echo Ranch Bible Camp's connected with all of this, being in Alaska, it's kind of maybe a different connection. But Avant Ministries, back when Alaska was a frontier, started church planting in the area, particularly in the southeast. And so they made a point of planting some number of Bible churches, many of them still independent Bible churches in the area, still going, partnering with us. But out of the church planting ministry birthed a camping ministry at Echo Ranch Bible Camp. And so that's where Echo Ranch birthed itself, basically came to life outside of or through Avant Ministries there in the Juneau area of Alaska.
And most people think of Alaska, think of their cruise and the inland passage. They've cruised right past the camp, but if you didn't know where to look at the right time, you'd miss it, even though you got a large cross on the beachfront there. But 180 pristine acres of Alaska forest and beachfront. It's a great, great camp. So, Steve, Echo Ranch Bible Camp has started this Immersion 15 that is a mentorship rather than an internship. So tell us a little bit about what is Immersion 15.
Yeah, I like the way that you're expressing that, making a distinct point that it is a mentorship. And it truly is, because Echo Ranch's primary ministry in terms of what we think as campers is evangelism. Many of our campers don't know the Lord, and that's the context of Alaska where we are. And so it's evangelism, but our role as a camp in discipleship is with the counselors and our summer staff who come. And so this becomes the core of our work in terms of our discipleship. And through discipleship, the whole point is to mentor young lives to know how to share the gospel and bring Christ to people and become ministers in whatever ministry God might put them, whether it's in the workplace or anywhere else. And so as we look at Immersion 15 and how Echo Ranch is bringing this about in partnership with Avant Ministries, It's exactly that, is the idea of trying to disciple young people forward using the ministry of camp and working with the church and also with the mission. And all of that is discipling them to understand what it means to be mobilized as a missional person, and mobilized into ministry, whether that be to the ends of the earth or whether that be in their local church for the rest of their lives.
So, you know, as I think about Immersion 15, they're going to have, the young adults going to have a chance to go to Alaska. You're going to work at Echo Ranch. What did you notice in the mobilization community of North America that was lacking that provoked a different response, mentorship, where young adults can spend time at camp, they can be discipled under the leadership of a local church up in Alaska, but really preparing them for global ministry? So what was lacking in the mobilization recruitment group that you guys are filling that void?
So we worked in recruiting for a short time with Avant Ministries, and I think it did kind of open, at least personally, my eyes to some of the realities that are out there. One was, and I'm going to borrow some terms from maybe the economy world, which is supply and demand. The truth is that the demand for missionally minded people, for people to go and serve in ministry, has just continued to increase. If you go back a long time, back to the 60s, 70s, 80s, where there was a huge missionary force going out, the number of organizations asking for people to go was considerably smaller than it is today. You go to missions conferences, and there's just numerous new organizations that are all looking for a pool of people who are saying, we're ready to go, we're ready to be mobilized to go into the world and share the gospel. And so the demand continues to increase. And I think that's a normal thing, because if we look at the world's population, it continues to grow at an alarming rate. And so the demand's very high. Whereas on the supply side, it's either remained the same, or if we look at the changing American church as well and our own culture, we might even say, is there the same, or ask ourselves, is there the same passion for missions as there were in the American church today? So we can say either the supply has remained the same or even perhaps lessened. And so you have this idea that there's a greater demand, and these numerous organizations are looking for a smaller pool of people to draw from. And that creates this gap where how do we continue to mobilize the same amount of people or even more as needed when that supply and demand tension is there? And so I think that's part of the big thing in terms of recruit and mobilization that has changed over the years.
And for our podcast listeners, just to realize that the whole area of recruitment and mobilization of American workers around the world with various ministries, that whole realm of mobilization, recruitment of workers has really changed. And the other thing that's really changed is around the world, the success of the missionary movement, where there's indigenous churches, the role of the missionary has changed. And so this mentorship is really pretty exciting. So let's get into a little more of the details. I know there's several phases of this Immersion 15. Walk us through what a young adult would do. They'd apply, of course, but talk us through what this program looks like.
So one of the first things we wanted our young people to do is to experience what it means to interact with a mission organization like Avant. And so as they step into it, they do, like you said, have to apply, and there's some training that happens, and they raise some support. And so they experience what it means to step into and understand what a mission organization does and some of those things. And while that seems very simple, it's just helping them understand, okay, this is how serious these organizations are and the things they require, and what support raising looks like, and speaking to people about vision and a passion for your life, and helping those people get on board and begin to pray and that sort of thing. And so that's a very first step, but an important one, because it begins to train them as to what is being mobilized, not as an individual, but as someone who has a team behind them, sent by a church. And Avant makes a very, very a big deal about that, being sent by a church, being backed by the people of God. And so they begin to understand that through that. once that part is done, then they come, and this is where they engage in the ministry. The first part of the ministry they would do is a whole summer season at camp. And again, a camp in at Echo Ranch is very evangelistic. Many of our kids don't know the Lord, and so they get involved in numerous aspects of camp, but one of the major things would be counseling and sharing the gospel in the cabins and walking with young people, campers, in that way. And they serve with us in other ways as well, such as leading some of our program items and experiencing leadership in there and that sort of thing. We have a series of day camps that we do on another property, and they help organize and lead that. And so there's some leadership components within that. And so during the whole summer, there's this component where they're sharing the gospel and learning how to do that and learning how to reach the lost in that sense. And after summer kind of winds down and our camping season closes out, we move them to then an Alaskan community. And this is where they enter into the community. And this is the part where they engage the local church. We have relationships with local churches all up and down Southeast Alaska. And we will place them in under the care of a local church. And their responsibility there is to get to know the community as if they were new missionaries walking into a community they didn't know. And for them, it is that case. They don't know usually most of the people. They will have met some of the campers, perhaps from that community, but they'll re-engage. And during the winter time, so they spend the whole winter in this community, learning to serve with the local church, to reach out to youth. They also tent make during this time, meaning that they take jobs part-time. And so through work, they also expand their influence into the community through that. And they spend time reaching out and, again, sharing the gospel and spending time with those that they can disciple who know the Lord during the winter months. And as the winter finishes up, they will have been almost a year with the program at this point. They begin to look at what does it mean to go overseas. And this time we place them with one of the missionary fields of Avant Ministries. And it's kind of the last 3 months of the program, where it's the end of the earth experience. And taking everything they've learned, they begin to think, okay, how will I enter into an experience overseas? And so on one of our missionary fields worldwide, they can step into that and spend kind of a three-month period of experiencing what it means to no longer be able to speak English, you know, and have that work, you know, working through the cultural realities of that, the difficulty of language, but also seeing the similarities in ministry between perhaps having engaged the Alaskan community and learning from zero how to grow into that community relationally. The same thing again happens as they step into a foreign community and they grow into that and begin to form relationships for the sake of the gospel. And during these three stages, the camp, the community, and the ends of the earth stages, there's also training going on. They will have done an online perspectives course. I highly recommend that. Perspectives is just an overview of world missions as a whole. It's an excellent course. They also do some training with us and reading of books. And as they get near the end, ready to go overseas for the last part of that, there's also doing some Zoom calls, kind of working through some things. And the Zoom calls are with some of our missionaries overseas, starting to hear about and get excited for some of the things that are happening overseas and some of the implications of working cross-culturally. And so there's been just a lot of training going on during those three stages of the program.
As you talk, it sounds to me like you give them a lot of responsibility. So what is the criteria for applying for this? Do you need a Bible college education? Do you need a bachelor's? Do you need just a year of college? What are some of the prerequisites of getting into this mentorship?
No, you don't need a Bible college education or anything like that. You have to be 21 or older. And you need to qualify with our basic qualifications for being a counselor at Echo Ranch Bible Camp and have a zeal for the Lord. And that's it. And from there, we step into their lives and help begin this discipleship and mobilization process in their lives.
So how can podcast listeners learn more about Avant Ministries as well as this Immersion 15?
Well, there would be two places to go. One, you can learn about the camp at echoranch.org online. And there you can see a lot of the things that we do, and definitely our applications for being counselor or other volunteer positions that we have. So EchoRanch.org is a great place. And then AvantMinistries.org shares the opportunity for Immersion 15. So it would be AvantMinistries.org/opportunities/Immersion 15. And it's through them that the Immersion 15 program is applied for.
Sounds very good. I encourage our podcast listeners to be informed, to get on Echo Ranch's website, and so they all have social media as well, and then get on Avant Ministries' website and search for Immersion 15 to learn more about this, and then you can look Steve and Becky up on social media as well, or through Echo Ranch Bible Camp there in Alaska. So, Steve, this is fascinating to hear about this Immersion 15. And I trust many of our podcast listeners at least will check it out. Not all of them will apply, but hopefully some have checked it out and maybe forward it to their churches and to their friends to check out.
Well, thanks for having me, Dennis. I appreciate the chances to talk about this. And yeah, like you said, it's a great opportunity for someone who has that heart for missions, but doesn't feel ready to go and is saying, well, how can I learn? How can I be discipled? How can I be mobilized to really understand what is the call of God on my life? And through Immersion 15, they have a chance to experience some of those layers and then perhaps make a clearer, well-informed decision about what God's call is on their life, whether it would be to be mobilized to the ends of the earth or to spend their life in a local church, in the workplace, and see themselves as a minister of the gospel no matter where they are.
So for yourself, you're ministry director at Echo Ranch Camp. That's quite an adjustment from your move from West Africa to doing camp ministry in Alaska. So congratulations on that adapting to a new environment.
And we love it. It is very different than serving in the desert. I will admit that. It's a lot colder, and there are mountains and snow rather than sand. So it is very different. We love it. We have a real passion for young people today. They grow up in a hard spiritual environment, honestly. And yet we're just seeing incredible young people step up to some big things and desiring to serve God. And it's super encouraging in our hearts.
So check out EchoRanch.org as well as AvantMinistries.org and learn more about these ministries. And again, Steve, thank you for joining the Unconventional Ministry Podcast.
Well, thank you for having me.
In our changing world, there are more ways than ever to do ministry. Sat7 as a broadcast media ministry is changing how ministry is done. Through innovative approaches, collaborative efforts, broadcast satellite television, web streaming, and social media, Sat7 is making a difference. Visit Sat7 online today at sat7usa.org to learn ways you can be a part of this kingdom work. If you've enjoyed this conversation, please share it with your friends. If you know of an unconventional ministry approach, please introduce us. We'd like to have them on as guests. Thank you again for joining this episode of the Unconventional Ministry Podcast.